Thanks to a $60,000 grant from the International City Council Management Association, solar panels are the newest addition to the Fayetteville Public Library's rooftop. The 60 panels were installed in June and are helping offset the library's monthly energy cost by producing electrical power. During tonight's public presentation, officials will offer an overview of the grant process, the challenges faced, opportunities that were presented during the installation process, and a look at the finished product. Lynn Yandell, Director of IT, and Sam Palmer, Director of Facilities and Sustainability, are two of the project team members who will be on hand to answer the audience's questions.
The public session is a really great opportunity for anyone in the public to come in and see and listen to how this project came together and what hurdles we had to overcome in order to make it function, not just from a communication standpoint, but also as a physical installation standpoint. And it'll really open some eyes to how solar works and how it functions for anyone, residential or commercial.
The library applied for the grant in December of 2008. Communications and Marketing Manager Sarah Terry says the process of being awarded the grant and installing the panels has been a long one.
There was so much planning and so many details to work out. And so, we would announce it and it was exciting and people wanted to see it. But, you know, just to say to people like it's going to be a year and a half or it's going to be quite a ways off before we get something done. And there was so much internally that had to be worked out. There was so much coordination between all the different partners that had to be worked out. And the students, you know, at the time that were putting this together, I mean, they were still 2 years back in school. They weren't ready to put this together. So, you know, a lot of these things had to be worked out over time. So now I think it's really exciting. We've launched it, and then when we had the solar panels were here, ready to put on the roof, we had another big event for that. And now they're up, and I think people are really excited to see this. They've sort of been along on the journey with us on this over this year and a half. So it's exciting to see it up there. It's exciting to see it really starting to produce.
The panels have a 25-year warranty and require little maintenance. For example, they must be washed off about once every 3 months to ensure that the panels are receiving the most sunlight possible. During the public presentation, the audience will learn how the solar panels function.
It's called photovoltaics, and solar power is the process of converting light energy from the sun into energy that we can actually use. And so the light enters the photovoltaics, the cells of the solar panel, and then it excites molecules within the panels, and that energy is sent through transmission lines, basically wiring, into what we call an inverter. And an inverter changes the electricity that's generated from direct current to alternating current. And that's what we use, that's what you use at home, that's what we all use daily, is alternating current in the plugs and outlets in our buildings. And so the inverter converts it from direct current voltage to alternating current voltage that is in a state that we can actually utilize it. We generate somewhere in the neighborhood, and you measure that capacity in watts. And so 1,000 watts is a kilowatt, and we generate somewhere in the neighborhood of a maximum of 13 kilowatts of energy per hour or per segment of time on these panels.
And this is there's really two types of solar installations you can do, residential or commercially, and that's a grid tie or a battery backed system. This is a grid tied system. So what that means is we're not charging batteries with the solar panels to run any circuits. We are tying the energy produced from the panels directly into our utility grid. So the effect that has is it slows down the utility meter. So as we have lights on and we have other things, computers running, you know, the meter's spinning just like at home. We've got an electric meter. When our solar panels are putting power on our grid, it's slowing that meter down. Now, if you had enough panels, you could stop the meter or even spin it backwards. And that's what the net metering program is about, is taking the difference in what you produce and what you drew off the grid and, you know, taking that difference and then netting out your utility bill. So if you had enough panels to generate more than you used, you could net zero. I mean, you could have a free electric bill. So that's what that whole net metering thing is about.
Although sunlight does power the solar panels, too much heat can hinder the production of electrical power.
A bright sunny day is good, but a really hot bright sunny day is not so good because, heat generates more resistance. And makes them less efficient. So a kind of a cooler sunny day, you know, maybe in the 80s with really good high sun in June, or maybe at the very end of summer, early fall, those kind of time frames are going to produce better than the blazing hot 105 degree weather we've had. But yeah, it's so the weather is a big factor, and clouds, you know, you can see the graph as it clouds up, it pretty much production drops to almost nothing, and then all of a sudden it's right back up. So
yeah, so if you went up on the roof right now and you laid your hands on the solar panels and you felt the temperature of the solar panels, they would be hot enough that it would be uncomfortable to put your hands on it. That heat, like Lynn said, creates resistance, which resistance reduces energy production. So if you were to go up on a winter day and it's bright and sunny, clear skies, and you laid your hand on the panels, they would probably be cool to the touch. And that creates less resistance, and the less resistance means more energy production. And so that's basically what Lynn just said. It's just that contrast between, the fine line is, we like a cool, comfortable day, bright and sunny, no clouds, and that's when we're going to get our maximum energy production. That being said, it's been in the middle of summer, it's been extremely hot, and we've hit the maximum production possible with these solar panels already. And so that's kind of neat. Even if it were a cool day, we probably couldn't produce any more power than we've been producing.
That means we did a really good wiring job.
That's right.
Solar panels can be installed in residential areas as well. Yandell explains they can be costly, but notes that there are some rebate programs out there to help make it more affordable.
Panels are expensive. That's why the solar rebate program is such a big deal, because there's two things. Right now, you get the solar rebate program through the Arkansas Energy Office, which is going to pay you $1.50 a kilowatt hour. That is huge, because you're only paying 9 cents a kilowatt hour in Arkansas for the power. They're going to pay you back $1.50 a kilowatt hour produced. And then there's a 30% federal tax credit. So you could likely very easily get a 12-month payback. So get a system. So after that 12-month period, you get your check back from that rebate program. You just paid for the investment for the system. And now if you built a big enough system, you've got free electricity for the next 25 years.
And there are other programs, rebates. The utility offers a rebate as well that will help out. And all of these rebates are put in place to help you do the project. If anybody could do it and they were cheap enough to do it, I doubt if there'd be very many rebates. But the rebates are there to stimulate the people to go out and do the installation, have a quick payback, and kind of relieve the pressure off the grid in the first place.
The informational session in the Walker Community Room is free and open to the public. In addition to the public presentation, you can find out more about the solar panels by visiting an interactive kiosk in the library's lobby or by visiting fplsolar.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.